Spend some time this hour talking about the Winter Olympic Games. We have a correspondent there joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter. It's Ribby Paltz joining us from Pyeongchang, South Korea. How's it going over there?
That's so true. Hello there, gentlemen. Good to be reporting from the Pyeongchang.
Hey, Ribby.
Hey there, Giorgio. I've been hanging out with very Gangnam Style lately. You know, I co-wrote that song with Psy. He's from other Korea.
You co-wrote that?
Yeah, I co-wrote that. I made lots of Korean money with that, too. I'm a billionaire in Korea.
Really?
Yeah, which means I'm a thousandaire in the U.S.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's not as much money, yeah. But yeah, I wrote that. So I have a long and storied and rich history with the Korean people.
I didn't realize that.
Correctly pronounced Korean people, I think, is how they
say. Okay.
Sounds kind of the same to me, but...
I've been hanging out a lot with Tara and Johnny.
Oh, Lipinski and Weir?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I love hanging out with them because it feels kind of like hanging out with the Human League, that band. It's a real up-to-date reference.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago, I guess. Yeah,
it was pretty long ago. I tell you, boy, I'm tired of being over here, though.
Why?
It's too cold, man.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too much snow.
Well, it's the Winter Olympics.
And I think all the snow is causing it to be cold.
Yeah, maybe.
Why don't they move these Olympics to a pleasant month like July or June?
Well, that's
August.
In the Northern Hemisphere, that's not going to work.
Well, screw the Northern Hemisphere. We don't answer to them.
Well, I think you're a little confused, Ribby.
Yeah, it's the Winter Olympics.
It's going to always be cold there.
I tell you, I have to report that the Olympic Village is crazy. Crazy. Yep. Now, I'm an older gentleman, but I have had so much success on the Tinder, on the Bumble, on the Grindr, on the Adult Friend Finder, on the Ashley Madison, on the Farmers Only, on the J-Date, on the Match.com, on the OkCupid, and on the STD Pause app.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. So far, I've bagged Lindsey Vonn, Michaela Schifrin,
no.
And Shaun White. And I'm just getting started.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm trying to collect all the nations, too. You know, sleep with an athlete from every nation. And so far, I only lack Chad and Liechtenstein. I really wish I had Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein and Ribby, you're like 80 years old. You probably don't need to be that active.
Hey, you know what? If it still goes up, it still goes in. I don't even know what that means.
Ribby, please.
I was involved in an Olympic tragedy.
Yeah?
Yeah, my event didn't go so well. I was ice dancing with my sister. And we had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, no.
How did you get in the competition?
We tried out. We competed for Hungary. Apparently, they don't have a lot of ice dancers.
Okay.
All right.
So we just we went through it that way. And I was ice dancing with my sister, wardrobe malfunction, we're dancing, and about halfway through the routine, a gigantic breast popped out.
Oh, dear.
And I couldn't stuff it back in my top.
What's your sister's name?
Rabina.
He's got several. Remember, we had Ribby Paltz on, his
Ribby
other sister.
Paltz. I forget.
Is Ribby still with us?
That was her married last name, Ribby Paltz. I was also competing in the Hungarian women's half pipe. That's the reason I had the big breast. I had done all the hormone therapy to get the big breast
gosh.
So I could pass as a Hungarian woman.
Interesting.
And oddly enough, I was beaten by that Elizabeth Swainy chick.
The other Hungarian woman.
Yeah, the other American Hungarian woman. Who sucks. And so that hurt a lot that I came in after her, right? Placed right. after her. But,
quite desperate to get into the Olympic Games going through a sex change.
I'm desperate to do anything. Hey, not a sex change. That actually increases my chances. Come on. People are progressive these days. I'm looking forward to coming back to the U.S. You know, I fly out here pretty soon, just a few days. I'm coming back. And do me a favor, would you? Pray that I get a good seat on the plane.
Okay.
I'm flying Southwest, so.
Do they go to South Korea?
I don't think they fly to South Korea.
Yeah, well, they don't do it direct. I have to stop over in Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's before. And you know, it all reminds me of that sports song sung so many years ago.
Which one?
You guys may remember this. Wise men say only fools rush in. But I can't help falling in love with
No.
Man, he went higher. That's amazing.
Hang on,
all right, see ya. There goes Ribby Paltz.
Beautiful.
From Korea.